Coleman says the city will team up with a local hospital to redevelop West Franklinton, a neighborhood he says continues to struggle.
This area is losing population, as evidenced by its 27% housing vacancy rate. The unemployment rate is 28%, more than five times that of the entire Columbus metropolitan region. And almost half of the adult population lacks a high school diploma, and 46% of households are below the poverty line. We must transform this area too. So I announced today a new effort with Mount Carmel Health Systems. And Mount Carmel has agreed to work with the city and with Franklinton to develop a vision for a stronger, healthier, and more sustainable neighborhood. This effort will stabilize the neighborhood and encourage residential and commercial investment.
Coleman plans to spend $300,000 to create a redevelopment plan. Coleman says prior work with hospitals on the east and near east sides show they can be major players in redevelopment. Coleman also announced plans to help local small businesses reach international markets. He says 4,200 jobs are created for every $1 billion in exports, but only 8% of local market value comes from exports. He says Columbus lags behind other Ohio and U.S. cities in exports.
Columbus small businesses are not exposed to enough international markets. They do not have the time, the expertise, and capacity to achieve that exposure. That's why I'm proud to announce a new initiative called Columbus Global Connect. Columbus Global Connect will help our small businesses find international markets. And in 3 years, we will double the number of businesses exporting from Columbus and increase export jobs by 33%.
Coleman also recognized there are tensions with Columbus school district officials over rumors that his education commission wants to disband the school board and possibly have a third party take over the district. He did not directly mention the attendance data-fixing scandal that could lead to criminal charges and repayments of monies to the state and federal governments. And he praised outgoing Columbus Schools Superintendent Gene Harris. He did call on residents to take up the fight for better education, saying the city needs to weed out failing public and charter schools and support schools that are academically successful.
Change means doing things differently, and that brings both fear and hope. And I believe that hope is stronger than fear. Hope will lead us to a new community will, united in purpose and focused in mission, summoning an unprecedented political will to do what may not be comfortable, but what is right for our kids. And as leaders, we cannot allow the wedge of rumor and innuendo to sidetrack us. It makes us small. It makes us small. Because we will be tackling thorny issues, and there will be smart and decent and passionate people arguing on all sides of this issue. Transition always causes tensions. But let us not allow those tensions to divide us. Instead, let us have the courage to unite behind the cause of education. And let us rise above division, because we are better than that.
Coleman called on the school board to work more closely with his education commission to make the district better.